The holiday season is drawing tourists and traffic to New York City in record numbers. It's estimated that 1 million people will visit the city this month, swelling this year's total to a record 30 million. Along with the visitors come their cars, and the traffic in Manhattan on any given day recently is near gridlock. But as NPR's Margo Adler reports, there is more than one reason why the city is jam-packed.
It's very easy to believe that this is the most frenzied holiday season New York City has ever experienced. The economy is up, crime is down, and there are almost a million tourists in the city. Standing amidst the crowds at Rockefeller Center as shoppers weighed down by packages, pause for a second to gaze at the Christmas tree or to peer down at the skaters with envy, the city seems more chaotic than it's ever been. Stores seem more crowded, and today some store shelves seem to be getting bare. The Salvation Army regulars that you hear singing in the background say they don't notice much difference in the crush this year. But if you ask your average urban dweller, you will get a different answer.
I think it's worse. Traffic just crossing the streets is bad.
It just gets worse.
I think it's the same. We go through this every day. It's only the exception is we have bags and bundles now. You know? I'm carrying glass. Have mercy on me. It's in a box. It's all wrapped up, but I'm praying.
But these are just perceptions. It's much harder to get facts. The New York Metropolitan Transportation Council, or NMTC, does yearly traffic comparisons. They can tell you that, for example, between 1993 and 1994,
total auto, taxi, and truck vehicles entering and leaving the Central Business District on a typical business weekday actually shows a decrease of 0.6%.
That's Howard Mann, acting deputy director of the New York Metropolitan Transportation Council.
Persons entering and leaving the CBD have increased by 1.4%. Total bus vehicles show an increase of about 1.6%.
But none of that answers the larger question. Why does it feel more crowded during this holiday season? NMTC is about to do a major study of congestion in the city, but it hasn't begun it yet. So instead, people talk about the economy being up, the increase in freight traffic, just think of all that catalog shopping. They talk about construction and what is called infrastructure repair, and the weather this fall has often resembled the climate outside Noah's Ark, all of which means that while traffic may not in fact really be worse, the perception is that it is, Howard Mann.
Anything that tends to slow traffic down, like inclement weather or construction, tends to exacerbate your perception that it's actually worse.
Even if it's not. No one has attempted to study, for example, if people in the suburbs are bringing their cars into the city more frequently now that crime is down. As for how tourism affects these questions, Janine Moss with the New York Convention and Visitors Bureau says 1996 will be the biggest year for tourism in New York City's history.
The number of people is up, the hotel occupancy is up, and by judging by the bags in people's hands, shopping's way up too.
But tourism isn't going to greatly affect the flow of traffic on the streets. There are more medallion cabs than ever before, but not necessarily more private cars. One transportation official told me the reason foreign tourists cause traffic problems is that they haven't quite mastered the fact that Americans don't only drive on the right, they walk on the right, so the chances of getting jostled increase. Now here's another odd statistic in the soup. A lot of New Yorkers don't own cars. According to the last census, nationally, one-third of all the American households without cars were in New York City. That shouldn't surprise you, actually. It's why the city feels like home for so many Europeans. But some traffic analysts, while not citing hard statistics, say more of those families are beginning to buy and drive cars in the city, making New York traffic look increasingly like downtown traffic in any other major American city. Just a lot more crowded. I'm Margo Adler reporting.